Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us today is our producer and resident tech dude, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
He's hungry. Jonathan's always hungry.
Food, food, food. Give me food.
Also joining us today is our co-host, Ryan. He is the number one Disney dude.
What's up, podcast dudes?
And he's got a plan. Ryan has got a plan, always.
Always, always have a plan.
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper, and I'm clueless.
It's true. Also true. Look at that. Three very true statements in a row.
So between the three of us, what we thought we'd do as we're welcoming you this week's edition of Dudes Dish Disney is we'd come up with a plan, if you're hungry, and introduce the 2024 Walt Disney World dining plan. Right, dudes?
Right, right. Carl.
That was in unison.
I like it. You know what? This is an exciting topic for me because I hated when it was gone. I absolutely hated it when it was gone. Not only as a consumer of the product, but also as somebody who facilitates the use of the product. Right? Like this is very welcome. I'm very happy about the dining plan coming back, and I'm happy that that we're talking about it.
Well, interesting. Tell us more.
Well, it's thanks, Carl. See, the thing with the dining plan is, so for those who don't know, the Disney dining plan is coming back January 9th, 2024. So right around the corner. And people that are booking their trips now for 2024, which I highly recommend, contact your MVP, are being told about this, or should be being told about this. And if you're using a planner that's not telling you about this, ask them about it, right? But the Walt Disney World dining plan is essentially, it's changed. It used to be a program that had three, actually right before it was canceled, they had four different options to it. The options are a combination of basically quick service and table service meals, snacks, and that kind of stuff. What they did when they came back with it, they changed the plan. There's only two plans now. Super simple to pick from. You have a Disney dining plan, and then you have a quick service dining plan. John, I know you're kind of more of a quick service guy typically when you go. So I guess for me, I would love to hear what you think about the quick service plan, what it is, and whether or not you would use it.
So I've used it in the previous version of it, and I'm a fan of it. I think it's been a couple of years, obviously, with Disney canceling it thanks to COVID and everything. But I used it once because I got one of those crazy old school deals of the free dining, and I was skeptical. Again, this is before I was a planner myself and all that fun stuff, but I can honestly say this is a great value, and it's great for those who especially are looking for that quick service. In this plan, it's two quick service meals. You get a snack or a non-alcoholic drink, and you get your refillable resort mug. And that two quick service and that one snack, that's per day. So do the math, and for what the cost and everything is, it's worth it. It adds up, and it does bring a lot of value by doing it. It's one plan that if you're looking to budget and really know where your money is, this is definitely the deal for you, because it really helps you figure out that budget and really stick down to that.
I want to make sure we clarify that this is per night, right? Not per day. And I know that that's a lot of times that doesn't matter, right? But in this case, it does. because if you're there for six nights and you're in 7 days, and some people do a park day on their last day, you know, first and last day before flying home and when flying in, if you're there on your last day, basically what happens is they bank these for the week, right? So you get two quick service meals per night and one snack per night, but then they basically are given to you in a bank. So if you're there for a 7 night trip, you're getting four up front, 14 quick service meals and seven snacks, right? And then you can use them as you see fit as you go through the parks. If you use them all in the first 3 days, so be it, right? And then you pay the rest of the way. But typically what happens with these is that you use them exactly as they're described. That's typically what happens with these, right? You use two quick service meals every day for lunch or dinner, or breakfast or dinner, or whatever. You have your snack, you have your refillable resort mug, and then that's it. I think where it makes a difference with the way that that's done is with the Disney dining plan. So, Carl, have you ever used the Disney dining plan before?
I have not. I have not, because, you know, a lot of my trips, I was a three sit down kind of guy.
Yeah.
And the plans were never, you know, made sense to augment them with another sit down. And when the plans first came out, they did not include an alcoholic beverage. So I started looking at how I used to eat and order and drink, and I could never get the math to work out. I would end up either not using them appropriately or overspending on them. So I never took advantage of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they did literally at the very, very end, right before they canceled them because of COVID, they did have a dining plan that was three sit downs. And I had a few clients that were going to use those, actually. And then those never came back. I don't think they sold very many of them in the beginning, but
they did have, and they didn't include an alcoholic drink at those.
Correct. Right. Correct. Back then they did not. So now they do. Now this table service meals do. They include one, I believe. I think you get like one free beer or like a glass of wine. You're not getting, you know, a specialty drink, frozen drink or anything crazy. But the Disney dining plan is how my family usually goes. And the reason for that, you get the one quick service meal, the one table service meal, the one snack or non-alcoholic drink. Please don't use it on a drink. It's not value. And a refillable resort mug. But my family usually uses this plan because this plan, you can use the table service meals for character meals. And that's such a huge way to get the value out of your money for this, because those character meals per adult is like $60 to $65 per person for dinner for mm-hmm. a standard character meal, right? This plan is $94 per adult for the day. And you get two meals, the refillable mug and the drink with the alcohol, right? With your meal. That's well worth, if you use a character meal once a day, that you're making $30 on this deal per adult easily. Right. And if you're not, you're probably Delta $5, you know, one way or the other on this. So they actually brought down, they brought up the price of the adults for the plan in 2024, but they dropped the price of the kids way down. So it kind of made up for it. And now that you're getting the booze, it makes sense why the price is higher for the adults. But either way, the refillable resort mug, folks, is where it's at for this. If you like soda, water, coffee, tea, when you're on property, instead of paying $3.25 every time you want a cup of coffee, you can just go fill up your coffee mug and that's it. You can do it 30 times in a day and it's all taken care of as part of this plan. So that's a really good one.
That's huge, right? That's huge. So the component I want you guys to dive into a little bit, because I know I always get questions from my clients. Talk a little bit about the snack credits and what works and what doesn't work, and how you can utilize them if you forget to utilize them, et cetera.
Yeah, so with the snack credits, again, Disney does specify what is and what isn't considered a snack credit. The easiest way to think of it is a single portion of something. Like the simplest ones are like, think of like a Mickey premium bar or a churro or a pretzel, stuff like that. That's true. That's true like snack credits. But the beauty is at the same time, those snack credits, especially if you're at a festival time for Epcot, those can be turned into at the Boots and used for those snacks and those different things, which, again, if you're going that time of year, that can be a huge benefit to you if you're looking to get certain things. It makes it worth spending the money to make sure you're going to get those snacks and you're not paying a crazy amount of money for them.
I think the biggest thing with snacks, Carl, is that if you want to get the value out of the plan, you have to know which snacks to use them on, right? Like somebody who's a little bit more of a novice with the plan would probably be getting, like a soda, right? Like that just doesn't make sense with the plan, right? It might cost you $5 because Disney overcharges you for a bottle, 20-ounce bottle of Coke, right? But you can easily use that towards a $6.50, $7.50, $8.50, charge for a snack. Like the beignets at Port Orleans French Quarter are a snack. And you get three beignets for that for the same price as what you would get a Coke for, right? So it's things like that. If you know where to use them, which your travel planners from Magic Vacations can help you, you can really make your bank on that. Cheeseburger spring rolls, that's another one we love here. Those are snacks, right? So that's way more valuable than a Coke.
So is it fair to say that the snack credits are good for any snack shaped like Mickey? Plus there's more.
Yeah, plus there's much more. Yeah, I think that's a safe thing to say. And churros, because can't get a churro everywhere. Dole Whip too, for those of you who hate me for hating Dole Whip, right? So the other thing about snacks is that I haven't confirmed this yet for the upcoming plan, but this was the case in the old plan, is that if you did not use a quick service meal, you could break it down into two snacks. So you could trade in a quick service meal to get two snacks back, which I think is kind of a cool way to do it if you're at Epcot and you want to go around and do the Food and Wine Festival, right? Because now you could have two quick service meals. If you're using that plan, two quick service meals, that means that you've got four snacks there plus the extra snack. You've got five snacks. You got half the World Showcase covered, right, with that plan. So lose out on your booze for not sitting down at table service restaurants if you break them down that way. Because I think table service can be turned into two quick service, which could be turned into now four snacks. So there's all ways that you can play with the matrix of what you're getting. But you cannot get refunded or credited back for them. So if you have them, you should use them.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah. A lot of times you'll see people at the end of their trip in the hotel gift shop buying up like the different Mickey candies and Mickey snacks or whatever, because that you can use the snack credits to do that with, just so that they can bring stuff home with them because they didn't use all their snack credits.
I've done that before. My wife and I on our honeymoon, I don't know how it worked out this way, because we were eating like crazy during the Epcot festivals and everything. I think we ended up with like six cookies that we had to end up bringing home with us on the flight. I can't speak for my wife so much, but even myself, I know I was eating around the world, and we still had credits left. It was crazy.
Okay. So I've invested in this dining plan. And now I have to use them. How do I redeem my credits?
It depends on how you got into the park that day. If you took the convenient way and you bought a Magic Band, you can redeem straight from your Magic Band for that. If you went the difficult way and went to the front desk to get your Key to the World card, that's how you're going to get it back. Otherwise, your phone. You know, your phone obviously turns into Magic Mobile, but your phone would also be another way that you could tap and get it back.
So I simply go to that restaurant of my choice, and I order what I want to order from the menu or the quick service, and then either hand them my card or scan my Magic Band.
Yep.
And then I just enjoy my meal.
That's it. You enjoy it. I mean, tip is not included with these. That's one thing I will add, is tip is not included with these. So especially for the table service, make sure you bring some cash or gift cards for tip. You can charge back to your room too from your Magic Band. If you've purchased a Magic Band, you can charge tip back to your room. But just keep that in mind for your table service meals. tip your waiters, tip your waitresses, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Excellent. Is there anything else our listeners should know about the 2024 dining plan?
Yeah, one big one for me, which is that table services are not all equal, right? So there are specific restaurants in Disney, on Disney property, that would be considered, you know, the finer dining, the signature dining restaurants around the property. A good example of that that people love to get is Cinderella's Royal Table, which that would actually be any signature restaurant, that California Grill, Topolino's for dinner. There's a lot of other ones. Those would actually cost you 2 table service credits to use. You know, Boathouse is another one. We love Boathouse here, but Boathouse is another one. I recommend use your 1 table service, go to Chef Art Smith's or Raglan Road. Not that I'm hating on Boathouse, but if you're using a credit plan, that's the way to do it. But yeah, that's the big one. There's plenty of options to use with plenty of good options and character meal options with the 1 table service that it's still worth it. But if you're going to have 1 meal that you have to pay for, it's probably going to be your Cinderella's Royal Table or your signature meal.
There is some wonderful information in this week's show. John, is there anything else you would offer to our listeners as advice when they book a trip through us and we add the dining plan on for them?
Yeah. Book the dining plan through us, especially if you do the table service one, you're going to get all the advice from us. We're going to help guide you and steer you to what to use on those restaurants based on what you're looking for. Disney has so many dining options and so many snack options throughout all the parks and everything that it can be overwhelming, and it can be a little daunting if you don't know and aren't really an expert on it. Don't worry, we've got you covered. We got you taken care of. If we know what you're kind of looking for, we're going to give you 4, 5, 6 different type of recommendations more than likely that will fit what you guys are looking for. So don't worry, we're gonna do our best to help maximize what the plan is going to work for you, make sure that it gets you the value that you're looking to spend on it.
Well, there you have it, dudes. Be our guest and step up to the dining plan and don't go home hungry.
Don't go home hungry.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media, on Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney, on Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney, on Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.